bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, want to say good afternoon to S.E., Willie, that one guy. Do you have a job, that one guy? I think he said he does, like, yard work, all that stuff. You got a job? Y'all always on here. What's going on? I just want to say happy Thanksgiving Eve. So just so you know, we will be rebroadcasting on Thursday and Friday. We got some specials coming up for you with the Truth Summit on Thursday and Friday and some other stuff coming up next week. So I think you'll be pleased. Always remember, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just scroll down and click Watch Live, and you'll log in with your email and make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never, ever, 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 ever miss a show that's live. But then anytime you want to watch something, you can just go on and, you know, just watch us. You'll see us. We're right here. We got a full show for you today. There is some breaking news. Two National Guard troops were shot in, they're in critical condition in Washington, D.C. A suspect came and ambushed them and shot them. And they were shot. We don't know if they're in, we know they're in critical condition. We don't know if any of them have passed away. One was shot in the head. You said you got some tape?
From ABC.
Live from ABC. Let's roll there now.
Stations are very shaken about what has happened to their colleagues and desperate for some kind of information of their condition at this hour.
Understandably desperate for those updates. Jay O'Brien, thanks so much. Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky has been making calls on this. Aaron, I know that you are working your sources, too, on this investigation. What are you learning at this hour? We do know we got in that update from the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser, calling this a targeted attack.
targeted attack involving a suspect who apparently ran up to the National Guardsman while on patrol outside the metro station and immediately pointed his gun, fired. They were able to respond. The suspect is now critically hurt and in custody. And the authorities have not yet released any of the names, but they do have a name of a suspect that they are working with. They're trying to track down everything they can about that individual's background to help them understand whether this may have been inspired by a foreign terror group or some political flashpoint in the country, just to give them a sense of what may have led up to this. They're still canvassing for any video they can find from businesses in the area, interviewing witnesses to understand the immediate moments preceding the shooting so they can better get a sense of how it was carried out. But of course, the focus is going to be on those two guardsmen critically hurt and who are in the hospital receiving care, at least one of them gravely wounded, Elizabeth.
Unfortunate, but we'll be keeping track of that throughout the day. But before we go there, Al from Sherman Park, you are on Dr. Ken's Truth. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Ken. I'm just getting on my break and saw that news, and I sent out a post to my 4,000 followers that if your politics are leading you to the point where you're killing or physically harming other citizens, you need to reexamine your politics, whether you're a terrorist, whether you're one of the two parties. That is not a good place to be. I think that was one of the things that was evident in the Congress people that came out with the video last week talking about if you're a soldier, you need to make sure that you are acting legally. That implies that somebody's acting illegally, and therefore they're justified in their thoughts and actions. We need to reverse this course.
And so how do you suggest we do that?
Well, first of all, our military people and our law enforcement are following orders. In most cases, they're very lawful orders, unless the court steps in and tells you they're not lawful. So we shouldn't be jumping to the conclusion that every order is unlawful just because you don't like a certain politician in office. And that's, I see our politics headed to a very dangerous place, because we didn't do this under Biden, but you need to ignore Biden's orders at the border or in the military. That's not what we do, because then we won't be a civilized nation or democracy or republic, however you see it.
So then what do you think we should do after that? Like once this is done,
I think it's okay to start checking the rhetoric of our politicians, whether they be Republicans or Democrats. Just start calling out these politicians on their rhetoric. Just 100%. Because there are people in the middle who are still reasonable. Now, both left and far right ends, they've gone over the edge. So I think it's the people in the middle, they're going to have to start calling these people out. And if we have to vote them out of office, we have to vote them out of office.
All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. The caller, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Dr. Ken, happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Same to you.
In the military, you're actually instructed to never obey an unlawful order, which actually speaks to the way that this nation actually did start. With resistance of oppression. This particular shooting, I don't know why you just spoke of the shooting, why politics came into it, because as you said, we know nothing about this suspect, correct?
Correct.
So for anyone to bring politics into it, this rhetoric, this could be someone who has nothing to do with a political agenda at all. Or could be, you know. And so to bring that into play when obviously you may not be educated on what being in the military is, but having served in the military, you are definitely taught to never obey an unlawful order. And so
that's
the video, attached verbally the video to this shooting, I don't, in my opinion, that doesn't respect the serviceman's family, because this may actually have nothing to do with politics. So I want to just go in my call with you on a high note. I hope you get a chance to cheat on your diet, because I know you're very stringent in some of the things that you eat.
Nope, I'm not going to cheat on my diet. I'm not going to cheat on my
diet. You're not going to cheat on your diet, not even a little bit?
Nope, not even a little bit. not even a little bit.
Well, still, I hope you enjoy the day off and enjoy your family, because I think that's the biggest part, and that's what we all should be most thankful of, is the people who love us. And I hope the rest of your show today has something to do with the things that we should be thankful for, like our health, our sanity, and just the abilities that God gives us to navigate all of these things that you guys have to talk about every day. And I want to say that I am thankful that 101.7 The Truth and Truth Nation is here with people of a variety of viewpoints, and to say that we can have a difference of opinion. But when it comes to the military, the fact is you are never to obey an unlawful order. God bless.
All right. Thank you much. I appreciate it. 833-212-1017 is the number, which is kind of appropriate with what I want to talk about today. You can be pro and against something at the same time. Humans can hold at the very same time two completely different, sometimes competing, contradictory thoughts and believe both of them at the same time. You can be pro-military and anti-law enforcement. You can be anti-law enforcement, anti-military, but pro-family, and your family member is a law enforcement officer or in the military. But I know after hearing those two calls from Al and the caller, somebody is thinking to themselves, why would I do that? Like, well, because you're human and because life is complicated. And even when we try our best to pretend life is simple, it's not. Let me give you an example. You can love somebody deeply and still be angry with them every time they walk into the room. You can want to do something that the caller clearly is not going to do, eat healthier. But you're sitting in a drive-thru line at McDonald's, waiting on that double cheeseburger with extra cheese, no lettuce, because lettuce is too much work. You might want peace, but then you still slam doors, play the TV loud. You might want justice, but you still struggle with accountability because it's kind of, That means you got to be accountable too. So we've been taught that life is either this or that. We have a generation growing up now where they see life, especially when you're younger, and it's not a bad thing because it makes you more definite. But they tend to see, as many of us do, life is in black and white, right or wrong, good or bad, smart or foolish. But the truth is, most of us are both of these things at the same time. Now, for the technical part, psychologists, therapists call it cognitive dissonance. I call it just being grown, because that means you know what's right, you know what's healthy, and you know what you should do. And yes, somehow you still end up at the same place asking yourself those questions like, well, what? Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why did I go back over there again? But let me break this down a little more. We say we want to save money, but go to a store with a big sign that says sale, and now it's a quote unquote financial opportunity. We say we want relationships built on truth, but then somebody tells us the truth and we say, well, you don't have to say it like that. Yep, you fat. We say we want leadership, like in Milwaukee. But when leadership requires sacrifice, courage, discipline, well, who else can do it? Because carrying two competing truths is actually part of navigating the world that we're in. Now, I know some of y'all are thinking, like, you telling me that it's okay to be contradictory. No. Here's what I'm telling you. It's okay to acknowledge the contradiction because that is where you grow from. Let me repeat that for some of y'all that's not talking and thinking something. Growth never begins with perfection. Growth begins with honesty. You can't fix what you refuse to face. But then here's the danger. It's not that we're holding competing beliefs. It's that we pretend we don't. We say we want unity, but then we gossip all the time. We say we want safe neighborhoods, like in Milwaukee with all the shootings, but then we look away when the truth gets uncomfortable, when kiddo gets locked up for life. We say we love our community, something Sandra talks about all the time, but like she said, we don't invest in it. We demand empathy. We rarely give it. We pray for change, but then revisit the issues and fight against the work that actually needs to be done. Two completing truths, living rent-free in your mind. But here's the part most people never hear. Holding two truths is not a weakness. I believe it's a sign of maturity because real maturity understands some things. You can be strong and still need help. You can be confident, still be insecure. I'm talking about me. You can forgive someone and still be healing because you're still hurt. You can love your family and still need some space. You can be grateful, but you don't have to be content. You can still want more. Life is not a single note. Like on a piano, it's not a single note. It's a chord. It's a harmony. It's tension. It's struggle. It's balance. It's success. But let me give you the real, real. When I was a cop, now I'm a professor, a father, a husband, a cousin, a nephew. I'm just trying to make it through the world. I learned that the real battle is rarely good or evil. The decisions I wanted to make versus the decisions I knew I should make. It's the man I was versus the man I was becoming. And every single one of you know that you have that same fight. So I know time is running. We got to take a break. So let me just leave you with this. If you find yourself torn between what you feel and what you know, between your habits and your values, your comfort and your conviction, you ain't broken. You're not confused. Guess what? You're human. The goal is not to eliminate the contradiction. The goal is to recognize it, wrestle with it, don't avoid it. And when you go through it, let it shape you into somebody a little wiser. So next time you catch yourself holding two competing thoughts, don't get mad. Don't get upset. Don't beat yourself up. Be curious. Ask yourself, why is this tension here and what is it trying to teach me? What fear is it exposing? What version of me is this pushing me towards? Because the truth is, strong people are not the ones who never struggle. Strong people are the ones who always struggle. Strong people are the ones who face their contradictions and then work their way through it and grow anyway. And so I'm here to tell you today, you can hold two truths, but you need to decide which one leads your life. But the first thing you have to do is look in the mirror and recognize, realize, and just make one simple admission. It's me versus me.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017-4. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable. Like all the snow that's out here. And that's all thanks to the incredible defense play by Pella Windows stopping the drafts you probably felt this morning. So don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. That one guy said, I'm a dedicated listener. And I sent him a note and said, appreciate you and everybody in the YouTube chat and on the talk and text line of 833-212-1017. B. Bruce says, sounds like, well, we don't know. They said the shooter woke up with the side eye, no doubt. Well, we got to stop making assumptions, because when we make those assumptions, then it takes us to a conclusion that may not be true. And then instead of being wrong, we just want to hold on to it even when it's wrong. We're gonna keep the update on the two National Guardsmen. I guess they're men. Two men were shot. I guess that's why they're calling them guardsmen. Should be two National Guard members, because we don't know if they're male or female. But we're going to keep an eye on that. Young Money say the call is talking facts. Then added cognitive dissonance. Yeah, we all do that. That's why Miss Smith was mad at me, because she said, you contradicted yourself. You said this and then you said that. Yeah, I can actually make it. First of all, because you say something, you don't necessarily want to hold somebody to their words. Saying something doesn't mean you believe it. If you say, Joe Biden did something good, he did such, such, and such, and such, that doesn't make you say you're liberal or a Democrat or love Joe Biden. You just like something he did. But you still can't get those same people who would say something like that to say they support something that Trump did, even if it was good, because they refuse to separate themselves. And it's, I think it's unfortunate, because we don't take the time to struggle and work our way through things that bother us and come up and have a healthy debate. Even if it's with ourselves. We don't have a healthy debate or talk about those things. We just kind of go through the motions. And if you haven't noticed, we got high winds, light snow, and it's going to be traveling through here all weekend long. Taylor Patterson, the meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Milwaukee, and Sullivan on JS Online said we're going to be getting wind gusts to 45 or 50 miles an hour, more, you know, probably higher up in Sheboygan or Port Washington if you're listening in Ozaukee County. Ozaukee County is going through. We'll have a traffic report shortly. We'll see what's going on. But we're talking, it's just snowing. And it's looked like it's not stopping. So if you're traveling anywhere north for the holiday, you got to be careful. Far northern parts of Wisconsin, Ashland, Iron County, are under a blizzard warning until tomorrow morning. In Milwaukee, wind gusts 20 to 30 miles an hour. Conditions will be dry. Temperatures will be dry. Will drop to high of right around freezing. So you'll be driving and all of a sudden, whoop, You can slip. I drove over some overpasses today and got a few surprises when my car started sliding to the side. So let's just say it wasn't fun. So if you want to jump in, yeah, we got a lot of topics today, but if you want to jump in, talk about Thanksgiving, what you're thankful for, those things, you can give us a call, 833-212-1017 is the number. Now, somebody, it was either the caller or Al from Sherman Park, talked about how they tried to tie in the video of those folks talking about giving illegal orders and all that stuff. And I don't know, if you haven't heard it or if you haven't seen it, you can Google it or go to YouTube. Six lawmakers who, and I believe some, if not all, have a history of being in the military, told people not to follow unlawful orders. And the FBI got kind of upset about it and all that. When we come back, we've got a story about Senator Elizabeth Slotkin, Democrat from Michigan, is speaking out more forcefully and permanently after some of the fallout of that viral video where six Democratic lawmakers told U.S. troops they have to refuse illegal orders. The problem is, were they wrong?
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 37 minutes exactly after the hour. I'm sitting here with DJ Brother Z just chilling on Thanksgiving Eve. Just trying to hang out and take it easy. That one guy said, I'm baking a couple of Cornish hens on Friday. Tonight I'm practicing with chicken wings. I'm sampling what spices work best. I will demolish a Cornish hen easily, 100%. We'll see. Hey, put it up on one of them cooking contests. See how you do. You see, I got called off from salting the lots. The snow isn't sticking. No, it isn't. But then he added, I swear people are so stupid. Oh, that's so mean to say on Thanksgiving. He said, every year most drivers act like the first time driving in winter. Well, when you're used to reckless driving all the time and then you reckless drive and then, you know, crash your car, it can be a little unsettling. I was listening to Tory earlier and he was talking about they've towed how many cars? As many cars as they did over the last number of years. They towed them all like this month. So that's good to hear. We'll see. We'll see. My question is, how do you differentiate if the officer didn't see them driving? Well, I guess the officer has to actually see you driving in order for it to be reckless. So, but yeah, they've towed, I think in the last 4 or 5 years, they've towed more cars this month than they did over those 4 to 5 years. So, oh well. 833-212-1017 is the number. We were talking about Senator Elissa Slotkin, Democrat of Michigan, was speaking out because she was one of those people who basically told U.S. troops that they should refuse or must refuse illegal orders. And so speaking in Michigan on yesterday, she said she and her colleagues have been formally notified that the FBI Counterterrorism Division is opening an inquiry into their video. Well, I say good, but so. However, it was her candid description of the past 48 hours that pushed the story into new territory. The minute I saw the president saying that we should be hanged, in effect, I knew that our security situation was going to change precipitously. Obviously, I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my staff. And she said that she signed up for danger during three tours in Iraq, but her loved ones didn't. So the FBI wants to interview all six lawmakers. And so here's the weird part. They didn't do anything wrong. This is a scare tactic, and it's intimidation by the Trump administration. And I find it unconscionable, not just because they're all, you know, former intelligence officers. I don't really care about that. I don't even care that they were part of the military. The fact that what they said was not illegal. What scares me about it is now you're saying that it's okay to give an illegal, unlawful order. And that doesn't make any sense. Nobody, police, law enforcement, military, you don't follow illegal, unlawful order. We've court-martialed and arrested cops for doing illegal things. So if somebody orders me to do something illegal, not only am I going to turn them in, but I'll testify in open court that that's the person that told me something that was illegal, and I refuse to do it. And if it falls under any of the whistleblower statutes, I'll sue the living snot out of them. Because that doesn't make any sense. None whatsoever. To be able to take an order from someone, whether it's the president of the United States or the governor or the chief of police. If it's unlawful, it's unlawful, and you notify them of such. And you ask them, do you still want me to do your order? And if they say yes, watch this. You complete the order because you've been ordered to and you have to. And then you promptly report them to an outside agency. That's what I would do. And if you get in trouble, you get in trouble. So many people care about doing things right. They fail to do the right thing. I've said that over and over. You have to stand up for the laws. You have to stand up for the Constitution. Did they probably go a little far and say some things they probably weren't supposed to say in relation to making it political? Yes. Yes. And now lawmakers are getting threats, talking about his seditious behavior when it's not, talking about it's punishable by death and they're traitors and they're not. These are the same. What was it that one guy said? These are the same. It's the equivalent of people driving in the first snow as if they've never driven before. They're stupid. And so now I'll probably expect the FBI or somebody to knock on my door and say, hey, Dr. Ken, did you say that you disagree with the president? Yes. I disagree with the fact that you are sending somebody from the Justice Department when someone was exercising their constitutional right, not only as an American citizen, but as a lawmaker. And they're quoting. Now, what I would have done is then quoted the article in the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the federal statute that coincides with whatever law enforcement officers on a federal level have to follow, and pick your home state of what law enforcement officers have to follow, some rules, some procedure. But nobody is going to ever argue. I would think nobody would ever argue with a person who actually followed the law. You may not like it. May not like it. But you sure better follow it. It's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows. You only got four more days to do that. Energy-efficient windows as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the 20 to 90 mile an hour. Notice I've made it from 20 to 90. mile an hour drafts that are coming through your window right now. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I should probably turn the microphone on first. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. How are you? What's going on?
I am just fine. How about yourself?
I am absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, outstanding. And by the way, just want to remind people, there's another update. Morgan Geiser, stabber extraordinaire, has been extradited to Wisconsin after escaping captured in Illinois. She's back home. She's home. She's in jail, though. Anyway, what's up?
That's strange. Yeah, that's strange. She should run away because she probably would have gotten out. I think I heard him say something like that. She's close to getting out.
Yep.
But anyway, that was dumb, though. Dumb move. But anyway, she's talking about this sedition stuff and the Kelly guy and that group of people. I just wonder, why would someone say they should be hanged?
Because he speaks in hyperbole. Like, he says the first thing that comes to his head. And usually...
Kelly did? You're talking about Trump.
And usually after it just makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a distraction. I think it's just all a distraction. But he's doing what he says he's going to do.
Distraction from what?
Distraction because they're back in the background. They're going to do some more stuff. You see the people fired off their job. He brought Elon Musk in. People got fired, right? They lost their jobs and all this. It's some more stuff they're doing. That's why they keep all of this. Because it's so immature. It is so immature.
Can't he just be immature or just do stuff off the
top? No, because you're running a country, but our lives are at stake. Now, he told this man, he said he should be here. Now, some guys just got shot in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but that was...
Now, they brought 500 troops over there. 500 troops.
Okay.
We're spending all our money on the army for ourselves. We're in the United States. We shouldn't have to be scared like that.
Well, then tell people to stop committing crimes then, Sandra. You can't have it both ways.
We got a president committing crimes.
But we're not talking about the president. We're not talking about the president. We're talking about your community. You always do that. You always do that.
His troop, not just him. He didn't do it by himself. When I speak about him, he's not doing this by himself.
What does that have to do with?
He's not one man standing alone. He's not one man standing alone.
That
you
makes
know
no sense. So what are you going to do about? So where's
no
our? No, you don't
sense.
Say on me. How do you clean up Milwaukee?
It
then
no
why don't you have any of this energy from Milwaukee? Where's all your energy for all the dead people?
That National Guard is the ISIS.
Where's your energy? Where is your energy for all of the people who died in Milwaukee over the past 2 weeks?
Look, my energy is to scrub the whole a group up there in government. Because
what that got to do with people dying in Milwaukee? Nothing.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
So
black people commit crimes in Milwaukee because of Donald Trump?
You delete from everything. You take the police out. They can move out of the place.
Sandra.
Black kids, you know it's not right.
Nonsense.
You know it is not right.
That's nonsense.
I was raised here.
Nonsense.
I know what we had.
You should know better then. You should know better then.
When white people stayed in Milwaukee, they had everything. We had ice skating rinks, everything.
What that got to do with Donald Trump?
And number one, ain't nobody by me to commit no crime. I don't have no houses by me. You know, I mean, it's nothing good said about us. The first thing they say, crime is black
people. Then do something about it.
I'm going to tell you what. This
do
what I'm
something
say,
about
I'm
it.
Done.
Say what?
This long as you are black, you are a black man, they're coming after you too. They're okay. coming after me. They're coming after you.
But what
He's
you gonna do about it? But what are you gonna do about
coming
it?
In Milwaukee.
But what are you gonna do about
but
it?
But I don't do about it.
Yes.
But if I don't do about it,
yes.
I might have to die. Because okay. they come smashing on me. I know I ain't gonna take that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm almost 80 anyhow. What else can you do to me? Okay. Bye bye.
Bye. I had to get some arguing in because I'm not going to be on the radio for 4 days, so you got to get it in. But I mean, you know, bottom line is we're so tied into Donald Trump that we're not paying attention to what's going on in the city. We're not. I guess it's just cognitive dissonance, I guess. You're just disconnected. You see one thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Attention and focus is needed. And we're not paying attention, nor are we focusing on what's happening here. We keep blaming Washington, D.C. We don't have troops here. We don't have National Guard here. We got crime. And nobody's complaining about it. Nobody's saying, hey, like, what are we going to do to change this? Nothing. Because I guess nobody cares. I guess nobody cares. And all the truth hosts come in, day out, complain, holler. Hey, what's going on? Are we going to do anything about this? No, we're not. And the reason nothing is happening, because you are not complaining about it. You're not calling anybody. You're not ringing your alderman or woman, your county supervisor. And when they tell you that's, you know, I don't handle that. Yes, you do. Because that city is in your county. So if there's crime in the city, there's crime in your county. Do something about it. And so I think what I'm going to do is over the weekend, over the holiday, I'm going to make a list of all of my elected representatives. Everybody in the state Senate, state assembly, common council. I'm going to go to federal House of Representatives and both senators. And every time I complain, I'm going to send a complaint to all of them. That's 4, 5, 6. So 2 senators, 2 in Congress, county, common council, that's 5. I guess I'll tack the mayor on for good measure. 6. That'll be 5. And then the 6th one is the governor. And all those people and all their emails are going to be on the same email. And I'm going to show that I'm emailing all of them from my email, not work, my personal email. And I'm going to complain about every single thing that bothers me. Because if you're somewhere on the list, then you can send money to somebody else on the list to make sure it gets taken care of. And I'm going to ask them, what are you doing about it? Send me specifics. What are you doing about it? Plans, procedures, what are you doing? May as well add the police chief and the fire chief and the Milwaukee County Sheriff to that list too, to make it 9. And I'll copy myself to make it 10 to make it even. Because something has to change. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.